there was a historic day in which Iran became one with Israel. It was a foreshadow of a better peace agreement than any president in the United States ever even thought of. Next. Welcome, Holy Spirit. This is your platform. I yield completely to your promptings. We're about to celebrate Purim. This was a watershed moment when one woman, the least likely, stopped the devil's plan to destroy Judaism and therefore Christianity. Many years ago, I used to teach on the book of Esther. Esther is read during Purim, and saw more miracles than any other message I've ever given. The book of Esther is, in my opinion, the revelation I've seen, the end time book to the church. Let me explain to you why. Esther, I believe, is a type of the end time church. Esther was the least likely to be queen. Why? Esther was an orphan, a no people, so to speak, and they already had a chosen queen. Sounds a little like the Gentiles being grafted into royalty, does to me. Esther hid her Jewish connection until a set time in history. The church has hid her Jewish connection until a set time in history. That set time, I believe, is now. Esther, church, you may not realize this, but just like Esther in the Bible, Esther was beautiful. Not just beautiful, the most beautiful woman in the land. In God's sight, church, you are beautiful. You are beautiful. He would have died just for you. You are young. In God's eyes, if you've repented of your sins, in God's eyes, you are a virgin. You're pure. Esther had glory on her. That's how she had such favor in everything she did. Church, you have the glory of God on you. You got the king's attention. Do you understand that? Esther, church, you have divine favor. Esther, church, you don't know this, but I'm telling you this. You are the only one who can go to the king on behalf of the Jewish people. Esther, in the Bible, had 1 year to prepare to meet the king. What did she do? She soaked in oil of myrrh. Do you know what oil of myrrh is? It is bitter on the outside, but the inside is sweet. She also soaked in perfume for a year. Do you realize when you're worshiping God, you're soaking in the oil of the Holy Spirit? And you are getting more and more beautiful in God's eyes. More and more favor. More and more glory. Do you remember the five wise and the five foolish virgins? What made the difference? The wise had oil. The foolish wanted the oil of the wise. Doesn't work that way. He even says that in the book of Esther. You have to get your own oil by soaking in the presence of the living God. Esther rescued the Jewish people. Church, your destiny, your calling, it's found in Romans 11, 11. Salvation has come to the Gentile for a purpose. It's in writing, your call. to provoke the Jews to jealousy, to want to know the lover of your soul, the Messiah of Israel. That is your destiny, church. Esther found out all the Jewish people were to be murdered in one day. The entire race from the tribe of Judah was to be destroyed. Every Jewish child, every Jewish young person, every Jewish older person. Why? This is what it says in the book of Esther. One Jewish man, Mordecai, refused to bow down before Haman. Haman was a man of high standing with the king. Haman obtained a royal law to kill all the Jews. You have to understand, a royal law could not be changed. Haman gave 375 tons of silver. This is what it's equivalent to. 375 tons of silver to destroy the tribe of Judah. Today they give oil. Why? Jesus came from the tribe of Judah. The real reason behind the death sentence, if there were no Jews, there would be no Messiah. He comes from the tribe of Judah. That's what's going on right now. But now that the Messiah has already come, why the historic anti-Semitism that's going on? I'll give you a clue. The glory is coming. And the Jewish people will be a key to the release of the glory of God. You study the scriptures. You find out the glory started with the Jewish people. You find out the Messiah came from the Jewish people. You find out that the Messiah will return to one nation of the world, Israel. You're beginning to put that whole picture together. Haman got advice from his wife, but it was too late. I read this in the Septuagint, the Greek translation done by the best Jewish scholars of the day, 200 years before Jesus came to earth. Esther 6:13 in the Septuagint says, Haman's wife said to him, if Mordecai is of the race of the Judeans, you have begun to be humiliated. You will fall. And when, not if, and when you fall, you will never be able to ward him, that's Mordecai, off. Do you know why? Because a living God is with him. A living God is with you. Esther, Genesis 12:3 is another royal law which cannot be altered or changed. It comes from God himself. God says, I, God, will bless those who bless the Jewish people and curse those who curse you. Now, Mordecai asked Esther, a type of the church, to appeal to the king on behalf of the Jewish people. But Esther said, oh, no, it's going to cost me my life. And Mordecai said these famous words to Esther. And he's saying these famous words to you, church, right now. Esther 4:13-14. And Mordecai told them to answer Esther, do not think in your heart that you will escape in the king's palace any more than all the other Jews. For if you remain completely silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place. But you and your father's house will perish, church. Yet who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this? This is why you were born. It is written. Esther knew it might be a death sentence because Esther could only go to the king if he called her first. And Esther knew what happened to the last queen. Esther, church, let me repeat to you your purpose. Salvation, Romans 11:11, has come to the Gentile to provoke the Jew to jealousy. Why? It's the glory, Romans 9:4. To them, the Jews, belong what? The glory. Isaiah 46:13. I will place salvation. And the word salvation in the Hebrew, in the Old Testament, in the Jewish Bible, comes from the root word Yeshua, Jesus. I will place Jesus in Zion. Why? For Israel, my glory. Beginning to put this together, the glory on Israel will trigger the greatest Jewish revival in history, a suddenly revival, you watch it, you mark my words, which will then trigger the greatest Gentile revival in history. It's called Go to the Jew First. Do you realize in the book of Esther, when the Jews were spared because of Esther going to the king, because of the church, you see the parallel, going to the king in prayer, the Jews were saved, were spared. Guess what happened when you went to the Jew first in the book of Esther? Spared the Jews, revival broke out among the Gentiles. It's called to the Jew first. When God goes to the Jew first, it opens up a greater supernatural door to reach Gentiles than when you go to the Gentile first. This is what happened with God the Father. He went to Abraham to reach the world. This is what happened with Yeshua, Jesus the Son. He said, I go only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. It was a seed to reach the Gentiles. This is what happened to the great apostle to the Gentiles. Paul, he said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It's the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes, but to the Jew first, so he could fulfill his destiny of reaching Gentiles. God needed a watershed moment, a sudden supernatural turning point in history. It looked impossible. Good time for a miracle. Expect the favor and Esther glory to come upon you when I pray. I'll be right back.
If you want to be a modern-day Esther, here's how you can be a part of helping Sid Roth reach Jewish people worldwide with the gospel through Project 77.
An unprecedented supernatural door has opened. Large numbers of Jewish people are suddenly accepting Jesus as their Messiah and Lord like never before. As Sid Roth conducts evangelistic meetings for Jewish people in North America, They Thought for Themselves is a supernatural book that God gave Sid Roth in a dream. It is written from a Jewish perspective, with 10 Jewish people telling their own stories to other Jewish people. The book relates to them and penetrates them in a way nothing else can. Now, God has directed Sid Roth to bring this gospel message to a million more Jewish people in America.
Please call the number on the screen right now and say, yes, Sid, I will join Project 77, adopting 7 Jewish people right now. My heart is for the salvation of Israel. Most unsaved Jewish people don't even have a believing family praying for them to come to know Jesus as their Messiah. When you call, you are saying, I will pray for their salvation, and I am providing each of them a copy of They Thought for Themselves. Your gift of just $77 will provide this powerful book to 7 Jewish people, and we will send you the names of your 7 Jewish families so you can hold them up in prayer.
In addition, we want to send you this beautiful keychain, a replica of the high priest's breastplate, which includes 12 stones, one for each of the 12 tribes of Israel. Just as the high priest would be reminded by his breastplate to intercede for Israel, the Jewish people, we pray that your keychain will remind you to hold up your 7 Jewish names in prayer every time you use your keys. Plus, when you call, you will also receive your own copy of the book, They Thought for Themselves. This book will stir your faith to believe God for your own family's salvation.
You may feel that God is directing you now to reach 77 Jewish households by giving $777. $777 to reach 77 Jewish households is like bringing the gospel to an entire Jewish neighborhood. In Genesis 12:3, God Himself promises to bless those who bless the Jewish people. What type of blessing do you need? Family, salvation, health, more glory, finances? The heart of God at this moment is Jewish souls. Catch God's heart and watch His favor multiply in your life.
Every day, Jewish people in America pass into eternity without ever hearing a clear presentation of the gospel. We must move while this supernatural door remains open.
And just as the door has opened supernaturally, it will close just as suddenly. Please call right now.
Call now with your $77 gift or your $777 gift and watch God extend His favor and blessings over your life. Call or give your gift on the web or send your check to Messianic Vision, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278, or log on to sidroth.org/77. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
All right, we're talking about the book of Esther. The king legally could not change the royal law to murder all the Jews. But God had a higher law, a supernatural law. He equipped the Jewish people with, of all things, the sword. That's Esther 9:5. Do you know what the sword represents in the Bible? The sword represents the word of God. The Jews were equipped to defeat all of their enemies with the sword, the word of God. And guess what happened? The Iranians became one with the Jewish people. Now that's God's peace plan. You see the glory? It's a two-edged sword. For God's friends, the glory brought victory in the book of Esther. But for God's enemies, the glory brought dread and fear. It actually says that in the book of Esther. So that begs the question, church, those watching, are you a friend of God? There's only one way you're going to know if you're a friend of God, and that's to know God. And you know, it's called... There's a term, it's called gospel, and most people don't even realize. You know what the word gospel means? Good news. The gospel is good news. I have good news for you. If you want to be a friend of God, repeat this prayer out loud and mean it to the best of your ability. Out loud, right now. I'm talking to you, yes, you. Dear God, I'm so sorry for my mistakes. I believe the blood of Jesus has washed me clean. It's so good to be clean. And now I come into your presence clean. And I ask you to come and live inside of me. I make you my Savior from all of my sins. And I make you Lord of every area of my life. I love you, Lord. Amen. Now you're prepared to receive what God calls, and I've prayed for many years, the Esther anointing, the Esther glory. This is a life-changing prayer. Get ready to receive. You know how you receive? Like if I was to throw a ball into the hands of some of you in the studio audience or at home, you're not going to catch it. Young man with your hands held together in the front row. It's the way you catch a ball. Okay. You know, you got to cooperate a little bit with God by an ingredient called faith. You ready to receive it?
Yeah.
You're not going to miss it.
No.
Not like my favorite baseball team. No, leave that one alone. Okay. Oh, God, you're so good. God, you are so good. Oh, God, I praise you for your goodness. I praise you for revealing your Son to me. I praise you, Father God, for sparing me of a life that was going to be just either death or insanity or prison, and making a mensch, that's a Hebrew word, out of me, a good human, as my parents would say. God wants to make a good mensch out of you, but you have to be equipped. Esther, you have to be equipped with the sword, the word of God, and the glory of God, and the blood of God. I pray in Yeshua's name that the Esther anointing, in Jesus' name, the favor, the beauty, the cleanliness, the destiny of Queen Esther would come upon you. I pray that every hurt that has ever touched and tampered with your life would be wiped out right now, supernaturally, by the blood of the Lamb, the Passover Lamb that takes away the sins of the whole world. I thank you, Almighty God, that your healing is operating in this Esther glory. I thank you that those in the studio audience and those at home that have a pain in their back and a pain in their neck would stand up right now and test it and see that the Lord is good. Right now, studio audience, if you have a pain in your back, stand up and test it. You know how to test it? Only one person is honest. Two. Do I hear three? Do I hear four? It's like popcorn now. And bend over and test it. You'll see there's more that should be standing here, and there's more of you at home that should be standing right now. Test it. Test it. If the pain is gone, would you raise your hand and wave it at me right now if the pain's gone? Now, at home, you do the same thing by faith. You do the same thing by faith. And I'll tell you something else. There are people that your wrists, I don't know, carpal tunnel or wrists or anything or sprains, your wrists are being healed. And more of you, the back, you know what? I was in Israel. And I did an outreach, and there was a woman there that never heard the gospel before, and she accepted the Lord. And I said the same thing. And then I said to the group, I said, now some of you will experience it instantly. Don't unplug the lamp just because it didn't happen. Keep the electricity going. It's called faith. Keep that plug in the socket, and you'll see in the morning, joy will come in the morning. The pain is going to be gone. She did that, and she was telling everyone that Jesus had healed her. This is your watershed moment, a sudden, supernatural turning point in your history. Nothing. Nothing, nothing is impossible with our God. I don't care. Don't give me that motorboat, but. Nothing is impossible with God. What do you need right now? Take up your sword, the word of God, and say with your own mouth out loud, in the this is how the Brit Chadashah, the New Covenant, tells us to pray. Most Christians don't even know what it says. It says you don't pray to God. You pray in the righteousness of Jesus. Jesus said, anything you ask God in my name, he will do it. In the name of Yeshua. You pray out loud at home and in the studio. What do you need right now? I want you to say out loud with your own mouth what you need in Jesus' name. Do that right now. This is a moment in the glory. All things are possible. All things are possible. Wrists are being healed right now. Elbows. Any pain in your body is being healed right now. Something with fingers, something with your fingers, pain, arthritis, you're being healed right now. Ears are being opened. People that had could not breathe clearly, sinus congestion, that's it. You're being healed right now in Yeshua's name. And I pray, Esther, that the presence of God, that's another name for the glory of God, will surround you all the days of your life, and you will live in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.